Corey, we got to know Travis Benjamin while we were here. So you got you studied at all when you were coming up?
No, I just heard a lot of great stuff about him when I came here and stuff.
What kind of things?
He was a good football player, super fast, stuff like that.
What can that type of speed do for an offense when you have a guy as fast as Travis?
You asked that question again?
What does that do for an offense when you have a guy that fast?
You know, helps take the top off. You don't have to, you know, just dink and dunk the whole game. You got a guy that ability, you know, who's super fast that can, you know, do a lot of stuff.
Coach said that, you know, RG3 is starting, but he wouldn't hesitate to put Cody in if he wants to change it up in the game. So how do you kind of view that situation, knowing that you might be playing with two quarterbacks Saturday?
You know, with me, I can control what I can control. You know, Coach Hugh, he knows what he's doing. You know, whatever decision he makes, I got his back, and, you know, and that's what it is.
How do you feel about the chemistry with RG3? I mean, obviously with a lot of time off, it's something don't you have to kind of rebuild it, and do you think it's you're going to keep improving?
Right, we got to keep on improving. That's the biggest part, you know. Whole team as a team, we got to keep improving.
Are you finding that teams are paying more attention to you now that you've been back, you know, since off the hand injury? Are they guarding you differently?
Yeah, you know, yeah, they are, but, you know, we just got to find ways to execute better on offense. I know that. And, you know, teams are doing a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's good for me because I'm, you know, learning and I'm seeing what the NFL is, you know, what it's about and stuff like that.
Did you get to know Joey Bosa at all with the draft stuff?
Right, yeah, I did get to know Joey Bosa. He's a great guy and he's doing unbelievable. I'm happy for him.
What stands out when he's, I mean, when you see the season that he's been having, is it almost eye-opening in a way to be that dominant right away?
Right, it is. You know, I knew he was really good. Watched him at Ohio State. And, you know, that's why he went where he went. What did he go, number three? And he's doing an unbelievable job. He's physical. He's tough. You know, he's doing his job.
With Joe Thomas making a 10th straight Pro Bowl, you had mentioned that some of the younger players – maybe today might not appreciate playing on the same team or with a guy like that in the present, but a few years down the road when they look back, they will. For you as a rookie, I know he's a different position group than you, but you know, what's your take on playing with a potential future Hall of Famer?
It's crazy, you know. You really don't understand it, you know, coming in, like how great Joe Thomas is. You know, you hear all this stuff, but you really don't understand yet. You're like, okay, he's just a, you know, offensive lineman. And then, you know, being here, being in the locker room, being around the dude, unbelievable. Even watching film, just showing, like, he's always doing everything the right way. And if you want a leader, you want a leader like that, on the field, off the field. You know, he's the same person. And, you know, it's just sad our season been because, you know, when you got a guy like that who's been to 10 Pro Bowls and unbelievable leader and, you know, keeps us going as a whole, as a team, you know, you want to win so bad for him.
He was drafted in 2007. So I'm asking you this question. What grade were you in 2007?
Well, I left college as a junior, 2007, I probably wasn't. I was young. I was young. In junior high, I was young. It's unbelievable, you know. Guy still playing and still got it. Went to on his 10th Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
That's impressive. You know what I mean?
You know, like got, someone with an eighth grade, you think? Or?
Right. So, some guys get lucky if they go to one Pro Bowl. He's been to 10, so. As like, you know, that's something, you know, look up to, and as young guys, should give you hope. You know, this guy doing it for 10 years in a row is outstanding.
Corey, would it be a relief to get the zero off the record Saturday?
Yeah, you know, that's all I'm worried about. And, you know, we got to get a win. It's just, you know, everybody knows that. And, you know, we've been doing everything right. You know, we got to push ourselves to, you know, a limit that we ain't never pushed ourselves to, you know, because we do everything right. We come to here work. We, you know what I mean? We don't, none of the guys, you know, go against what the coaches say. Everybody do their job. But it's just something, you know, we got to go to a whole nother level as a team and as a unit. And, you know, it's starting with us because, you know, the coaches put us in the right position and they can't go out there and play for us. So when we step on the field, we got to decide, not just one person, not just a couple people. We got to decide as a unit that we got to get this job done.
Corey, would you rather be practicing outside in the cold and the wind?
Nah, it doesn't make a difference. We played in the cold. We played in the freezing cold, so we know what it feels like. I would have to say if we haven't played in the cold, we should be outside, you know, but we've been there, what, 3 games now in the freezing cold, so we all know what that feels like, you know, and we don't want to go out there and be not smart and slip on some ice, you know, and have people getting hurt in practice. I don't think that's smart.